Good morning. David Frost, who recently passed away, wrote a book called The World's Worst Decisions. And it includes highlights like Adam and Eve deciding to eat the apple, Esau selling his birthright for a mess of pottage, an anonymous Indian chief who sold the island of Manhattan in 1626 for $24. $24 worth of axes, kettles, and fabric, in fact, not even money. Thomas Jefferson doubled the size of his country for $15 million when in 1803 Emperor Napoleon dispensed with France's American territories. In 1867, America bought Alaska for $7.2 million from Tsar Alexander II of Russia. In 1886, a gold prospector in South Africa sold a claim for £10, which over the next 90 years produced over 1 million kilograms of gold per year. In other words, 70% of the Western world's gold supply, and he sold it for £10. Oklahoma City introduced the parking meter in July 1935. Also in the world's worst decisions category, maybe, 1898, Albert Einstein was turned down by the Munich Technical Institute on the grounds that he showed no promise. He got a job as a postman and taught himself physics. In 1880, a housemaster wrote of one of his pupils at Harrow, "He is forgetful, careless, unpunctual, irregular in every way. If he's unable to conquer this slovenliness, he will never make a success of public school." The boy, he added, was bottom of his class. Fortunately, Winston Churchill turned out to be a late developer. Superman was the creation of Joe Shuster and Jerry Siegel, but they sold all their rights to the character to their publishers for $65 each. We could go on and on. But perhaps the most famous world's worst decision was deciding to crucify Jesus 2,000 years ago. And maybe up there with it is deciding to ignore him today.